News, Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to one estimate, total fees and surcharges by hotels in the U.S. will reach almost $3 billion in 2018. U.S. Catholic Diocese spent over $212 million in 2017 on settlements related to sexual abuse, the highest figure since 2008. Since the extent of the abuse has been recognized, 16 dioceses have declared bankruptcy because of it. The total payments since 2004 have exceeded $29 billion by the church, according to figures from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. International Space Station, the only place where people, no more than six at a time, live away from Earth, has been continuously occupied for nearly 18 years. In Istanbul, the city is installing reverse vending machines at metro stations, allowing passengers to add credit to their subway cards, simply inserting a plastic bottle or aluminum can into the machine. New York's Attorney General's office settled with eight trailer park operations, including two real estate investment trusts, who were victimizing people with misleading rent-to-own sales pitches. Families were on a 7 to 10 year contract, but would only take possession if they made a balloon payment at the end of the contract. A research group called More in Common finds that America is now seven tribes, with 8% progressive activists on the left and 6% devoted conservatives on the right, both of which are the whitest and richest of the demographic groups and separated radically by ideology. Activist groups in the Kreuzberg neighborhood cropped up in Berlin with names like No Google Campus, Counter Campus, Google Campus, and Company Prevent, with ideologies ranging from neighborhood activism to anarchy, opposition to gentrification and Google practices on tax avoidance and data collection consolidated, forcing Google to cancel its plans for a tech incubation center in Berlin. The emissions cheating scandal has now cost Volkswagen $32 billion. In Brazil, workers on average retire at 55, earning 70% of their salary. The average FICO score, a widely used number between 300 and 850 that lenders use to evaluate a borrower's ability to repay a loan, has been rising in recent years and now stands at 704. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.